Fire retardant impregnation versus paint for wood, which system to choose? Fire protection of wooden structures is not only about achieving a required fire class. The right solution also depends on the desired appearance, substrate condition, application process, maintenance logic, and exposure environment. Choose a transparent fire retardant impregnation when the goal is to preserve the natural appearance of wood and the surface is absorbent. Choose a fire-retardant paint system when the project requires a covered painted finish or when the wood has already been coated and impregnation can no longer penetrate the surface. Both systems can have a valid role in fire-safe timber construction. The correct choice depends on the project objective. What is the difference between an impregnating agent and fire-retardant paint? A fire-retardant impregnating agent is designed to be absorbed into the wood structure. Its purpose is to improve the fire behavior of the wood while preserving as much of its natural appearance as possible. The fire-retardant paint system works as a surface layer. It usually consists of several layers, such as a fire-retardant primer and top coat. This system covers the wood, resulting in a painted surface. In simple terms, an impregnating agent is suitable for visible natural wood, and fire-retardant paint is for situations where the wood is supposed to be painted. SPFR 100 versus fire retardant paint, key differences. Criterion SPFR 100, impregnation, fire retardant paint system, application method, penetrates into the wood structure, surface coating, visual result, natural wood appearance preserved, painted surface, reaction to fire class achievable, BS1 D0, EN501-1, BS1 D0 possible, depending on the tested system, substrate, and dry film thickness. Consumption rate, 220 to 250 millimilli, two coats. Multi-layer system, varies by product. Drying time, 24 to 48 hours. Multi-stage, varies maintenance. One maintenance coat, 120 to 140 milliliters per squared. Full system assessment required, suitable for pre-coated surfaces. Usually requires an absorbent surface, often suitable, depending on the tested system, VOC-free, formaldehyde-free. Yes, product-dependent certificate, ET0388-24. Valid until 13.2029, varies by product. When to choose SPFR 100? SPFR 100 is particularly suitable for projects that aim to combine fire safety with the natural appearance of wood. It is a transparent, water-based impregnating agent designed for a broad range of absorbent wood and wood-based materials, including facades, cladding boards, structural timber, plywood, CLT panels, and other visible timber applications. The required fire classification, substrate, and project documentation should always be matched with the intended use. A surface treated with SPFR 100 retains the wood's natural appearance and does not require an additional finishing layer. This is a significant advantage in architectural solutions where the texture and material sensation of the wood are part of the end result. SPFR 100 is a suitable choice if the goal is to achieve reaction to fire class BS1 D0. The wood must remain visually natural. The surface is absorbent and is not covered with a poor sealing lacquer, paint, or oil. The solution must be suitable for indoor or outdoor conditions. It is important to have a VOC-free, formaldehyde-free, halogen-free, and pH-neutral composition. You want to avoid a multi-layered paint system. The product consumption rate is 220 to 250 milliliters per truce. Under normal conditions, the drying time is 24 to 48 hours. Full fire retardant performance develops within 5 to 7 days after treatment. Certified BS1D scope of SPFR 100. The current published BS1 classification under EN30501-1 2018 covers spruce wood with a minimum thickness of 18 millimeters, treated on all sides with at least 240 gram of SPFR 100 without additional coating under the field of application defined in classification report K16-2024 and certificate ET388-24. SPFR 100 is designed for a wider range of absorbent wood and wood-based applications, including facades,